three valuable lessons I learned from being bullied at work. I've mentioned in several previous articles and videos how I was once subjected to workplace bullying. Although it happened over a decade and a half ago, it's something that had a significant impact on my life. As you can no doubt imagine, I've thought long and hard about whether I share this information. After all, there's a lot of judgment out there in social media land. However, as I've said many times before, my social media content, including blogs, articles, videos, newsletter posts, etc., and the advice and tools I share come from my personal experiences plus those of my clients, not from a textbook and not from some self-important self-help guru. I believe that if I openly share my journey and challenges and real life experiences, if it just helps one person, which I know it does from your feedback, it's worth it. After all, those who judge, well, they aren't my target audience. And as I've said in a post just this week, we're rarely judged by somebody doing more than us. Three valuable lessons. Although there are many valuable lessons, the three, both practical and emotional, that I will share with you today would have made the most difference had I realized them at the time. Number one, why bullies bully. The number one thing that would have made the world of difference to me when I was being bullied is understanding why bullies bully. Knowing that would have changed so much for me. I wish I'd known that bullies have high levels of insecurity, high levels of vulnerability, low self-esteem, low confidence, low self-worth, feelings of being less than others, high levels of shame, often rooted in childhood trauma, high levels of guilt, again, typically rooted in childhood. Contrary to what they'd have us believe, they have deep-rooted feelings of not being good enough and a strong desire for control, typically because they didn't have much growing up. Some even get a perverse pleasure from finding ways to destroy others, others' confidence, skills and abilities, self-esteem, likability, etc. However, these tend to be more narcissistic types. So why do they do it? Well, they build themselves up by putting others down. They do it to make up for their own perceived inadequacies, to avoid confronting their own problems. For many bullies, it's about unbridled jealousy and envy. They don't have the skills, temperament, experience, time, energy, likability, empathy, etc. of their victims. So find ways to undermine and slowly dismantle those positive traits. Bullies project their own insecurities, shortcomings, or negative emotions onto other people. By doing that, they can distance themselves from their own negative traits and feelings by placing them onto others. It helps them maintain a false sense of superiority and control, artificially making up for their insecurity and low self-esteem. One thing I know for sure is that they see your potential, even if you don't. I've talked more about this in a previous article, 5 Reasons Why Bullies Bully. There's also a video on that on YouTube too. Links will be below. Number two, make notes of everything. Before setting up my own coaching practice in 2009, I spent almost 20 years in human resources. I would always tell employees who suspected that they were being bullied to make notes and keep evidence. I must admit, I didn't do that myself to begin with. However, as things escalated, which they always do, you better believe I did. One of the many insidious traits of bullies is gaslighting. They turn the focus away from themselves and place the blame on others. When you try to address issues with them, they'll have an answer for everything. They'll likely try to bamboozle you with comments like, "That never happened. You're losing the plot. You've no evidence of that. It's you that's the problem. You're just misinterpreting what I'm saying." Often, gaslighting works because we don't expect people to lie with such ease. They will often gaslight with such conviction that we tend to believe their version of events over our own. However, by keeping a diary of the incident, dates, times, witnesses, tangible evidence, such as emails, texts, photos, etc., and also how you feel. That's important because you may not remember retrospectively. You have proof. In addition, if you want to raise the issues formally at some point, you will need evidence. Without it, it will be unlikely that the company can do much to support you. On that note, and this is a bonus point, tell someone in authority about it sooner rather than later. Whether that's a boss, HR, union rep, or another trusted colleague, tell someone, as these things don't improve by themselves. In fact, they typically get a whole lot worse. I left it way too long. It's one of my biggest regrets. Number 3, get out sooner rather than later. If you have raised your concerns formally with your employer and they don't take satisfactory action, I strongly suggest that you consider moving elsewhere sooner rather than later. Some typical reasons why companies don't act are: what you say can't be proven, you have no evidence, and that's why evidence is critical. The company need the person you're complaining about more than they need you, so they aren't willing to do anything about it. This, unfortunately, is a common one. Finally, it comes under the too hard to deal with pile and gets brushed under the carpet. Things drag out over months or even years with no resolution. I know I stayed too long. By the time I resigned, I was a shadow of my former self. I'd lost almost 2 stone, my confidence was non-existent, and I literally didn't know what day it was. I was not the same person. However, it was a slow decline. It didn't happen overnight. It slowly eroded my physical and mental health through consistent and persistent bullying and coercive control. Don't let that happen to you. No job is worth that. None.